A new report shows Asian Americans are the fastest growing racial demographic in North Carolina. And this group of largely independent voters could turn out to be a key swing vote in this upcoming election if they show up at the polls. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge has more.
Hi, my name is Ling. I'm calling voters.
The group North Carolina Asian Americans Together was founded this year, just in time for the primary election. Now their priority is the November 8th general election and getting Asian Americans to the polls.
Hi, my name is Ricky, and I'm calling voters on behalf of North Carolina Asian Americans Together. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan.
Ricky Lung, a Chinese American, was part of a phone bank in Raleigh last week. Volunteers specifically called Asian Americans across the triangle.
Can we count on you to vote? Yes, that's great. Do you know
anyone who has spent hours calling strangers, asking them about anything, knows most calls go to an answering machine, and there are even hang-ups while you're still talking. But all the hard work is worth it, according to Chavi Koneru, executive director of North Carolina Asian Americans Together. Koneru is originally from the northern region of India. She helped start this organization because she felt the Asian American electorate was being ignored.
We started trying to connect with Asian American voters and realized that the majority of them hadn't been contacted by any candidate parties. In fact, in the South, 80% of Asian Americans haven't been contacted at all by any political party.
North Carolina Asian Americans Together, the Southeast Asian Coalition in Charlotte, the Institute for Southern Studies, and other advocacy groups released a report this month focusing on the growing voice of Asian Americans. The report says there are 103,000 eligible Asian American voters in the state, and they represent more than 20 nationalities and ethnicities. But it also says Asian Americans have the lowest voter turnout of registered minority groups. Allie Yee is associate director of the Institute for Southern Studies. She's part Chinese, white, and Japanese.
I think it's very exciting that we're building this infrastructure now so that we build these relationships and we build the culture of voting in this community that's only going to keep growing.
If Asian American voters see more candidates that look like them, I think it will create a greater incentive for them to turn out to vote.
Attorney Jay Chaudhary is a newly appointed Democratic state senator for the 16th district. His parents immigrated to the U.S. from eastern India. He grew up in Fayetteville. And as far as the Asian American community is concerned, he's the first acknowledged Asian American in the North Carolina legislature. We recently had lunch at Udupi Cafe on East Chatham Street in Cary. It's part of his district.
And this is lentil donuts. Both are lentil-based, rice and lentil.
Within half a mile, there is an Indian grocery store, a Bengali sweet shop, a Pakistani restaurant, Korean barbecue, and lots more. Chaudhary says there are a lot of hopes and dreams in the area, too, and they need a voice.
Asian American voters, I think, for the most part, are independent voters. I think the good news for either Democrats or Republicans is that the fastest growing demographic in the state is actually up for grabs.
Like many minority groups, Asian Americans in North Carolina cite immigration, education, and economic opportunity as top issues of concern. And while their numbers are not huge, their impact on Election Day may be. In a state where candidates have been known to win by less than a single percentage point. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.